What day did you get sick?
So on March 18th, I suddenly had an onset of severe respiratory and cardiac issues. So I immediately went to the hospital, and that's when they did the COVID-19 test.
Any health issues before that?
You know, the only issue I had was when I was younger, I did have asthma pretty bad, but it's been under control, you know, now in my adulthood.
So you still have asthma. All right, so you went to what hospital?
It was Henry Ford Macomb Hospital in Clinton Township.
Walk me through it from there, if you would, please.
Yeah, so immediately upon arrival at the hospital, you know, I had several things going on. My heart rate was in the 160s. My blood pressure was through the roof. I was having difficulty breathing, wheezing, just a number of things going on. Had a cough, no fever at that point. So the ER doctor, she decided right away they had to do a COVID-19 test because that's what they suspected. The unfortunate part was is I did not receive those test results until Sunday evening. So, you know, really that was obviously a major issue because
right.
At that point, oh, good.
I was going to say, how many days in between?
Yeah, so the test, so I initially went into the hospital on Wednesday, March 18th, and I did not get the test results until the evening of Sunday, March 22nd. So 4 days.
All right, go on.
Yeah, so really, you know, it's a major issue not getting those test results right away because physicians, like in my situation, you know, my breathing as I was hospitalized, my breathing continued to decline. I was struggling for air, you know, and they really can't use many medications if they're not aware if a patient has COVID-19. So, for example, steroids, you know, oftentimes if you were dealing with, you know, a bad bronchitis or you know, a pneumonia or something like that, maybe you would use steroids to open up the airways, even asthma. However, you know, there's, I guess, you know, some information out there that steroids can potentially make COVID-19 worse and weaken the immune system. So again, without having those test results, their hands are basically tied as to what treatment they can do. Fortunately, in my situation on Saturday, March 21st, I, you know, really was going downhill. I was really struggling to breathe. You know, I basically felt like I was slowly drowning. And, you know, it was pretty scary. I, at that point, I thought I honestly would not live to see midnight. They did do another chest x-ray that morning, showed a wide variety of things going on, including some collapsing in the lungs. And that's when the doctor told me that, you know, they're basically out of treatment options. And they wanted to have some infectious disease physicians come in. The infectious disease physician did come, and he said, we want to try the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin combination. He said they've seen great results in China as well as South Korea, you know, in dealing with COVID-19. And again, remember, they didn't have the COVID-19 test results even back at this point, but they felt that's what they were dealing with since all of their treatment was failing. So they gave that combination to me that evening, Saturday evening, and within a couple hours, it basically had a 180-degree turn. I mean, I immediately, the gasping for air stopped, my vitals were improving, and it was just a huge, significant improvement. And in fact, I'll be honest, I had tears in my eyes, you know, of hope, and I finally, at that point, felt that I could fight this COVID-19. It was no longer fighting me.
It's the Z-Pak, zithromycin. And what specific malaria drug did you take?
It's the hydroxychloroquine, also known as I think it's pronounced Plaquenil.
At what point do you get your results back?
I got the results that I was COVID-19 positive that next day, so Sunday evening. So after taking that initial dose of the medication combination, like I said, I had a drastic improvement that Sunday, you know, it kind of leveled off. And then on Monday, you know, I continued to significantly improve. And by Tuesday, I was actually well enough to get discharged from the hospital and go home and continue treatment here.
So let me get this straight. Saturday night, you think you're not going to, or Saturday morning, on Saturday morning, you don't think you're going to make it until midnight. They give you the malaria drugs and the antibiotic combination, and you're well enough to go home by Tuesday?
Yes, that's correct. And that's why I said, I mean, really, you know, and regardless of what people believe politically, you know, and I wasn't even aware at the time the president recommended this, but it worked for me. I'm living proof of that. You know, it worked. And that's why I think, you know, we need to make sure that doctors have this option available, because in my opinion, it can be a matter of life or death for patients out there. And as I said, you know, I was told that, you know, it was working in other countries, you know, even being in the hospital, a couple of the nurses mentioned they were trying it on other patients and they also were having positive results. So, you know, regardless of science, I know they got to do some studies on this, but right now, does it seem to be working? Yes. I mean, it worked on me. I'm living proof, you know, and I think that's something that we should not ignore. We should be giving it a chance because it will, in my opinion, save lives.
You said the nurses and the medical staff said other patients were being saved. Is that what you just said?
Yes. Yeah, so basically I was told, you know, after I did receive that treatment that they did try it on a couple other patients and that they were also having positive results like I had.
A total of one dose, or did you take doses every day? How did it work?
There were, the first day was one dose, and then after that I was getting, I think the azithromycin was one time a day, and then the malaria drug was twice a day. And I finished my final dose Wednesday morning.
So you only took the drugs for a total of 5 days? Or is it
yes.
4 days?
Let's see, it would be 4 days.
And, okay, so you left.
Now, they did start the azithromycin, I want to say it was a couple days before. But, yeah, I took the combination for about 4 days. And from what I was told, they've been trying, you know, different doses on people, you know, different patients. Just kind of seeing, you know, what works. I guess some doses are a little higher and they're a shorter period. Some doses may be a little lower for a longer period. From what I understand, I was one of the higher doses at a shorter period.
Miracle drug.
Oh, it's definitely, and I can honestly say from experience, the hydroxychloroquine and the azithromycin, it is a miracle drug combination. You know, and again, I'm very thankful that, you know, President Trump, you know, the coronavirus task force, you know, brought this into the public light, because I think, you know, with the doctors knowing about this, again, I think it's going to save a lot of lives and a lot of the suffering that's out there from the coronavirus.
What do you say to the governor of Michigan, who basically has said that it's not lawful to issue this drug because it's not proven?
Well, I think she's making a terrible decision, you know, and it's very disappointing, you know, and I think, you know, by doing that, I mean, she's literally sentencing people to death. You know, people who maybe this drug would pull them through like it did me, maybe aren't going to have a chance if they don't have access to that drug. You know, I took a look at that memo that went out from Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, and I got to tell you, it was poorly written, you know, and just seeing some things on social media, you know, doctors are even having a hard time interpreting it. So I think that's one thing that she needs to do, step up to the plate, be a leader, and, you know, what is that directive? You know, and I think she also, instead of complaining about the drug, you know, where, you know, I know some people are talking about science, you know, let's try to get more of the drug in here. Obviously, we saw that in New York. Governor Cuomo appears to be working with President Trump to get, you know, a pretty large amount of this drug combination in the state of New York. And that's what we should be doing here. You know, and I think with the governor too, you know, as far as it's not only just, you know, with this drug, we've seen she was late, obviously submitting the FEMA request. You know, I think the testing process has been very poor here in the state of Michigan. I think she needs to stop engaging in partisan politics. And I think she needs to start leading. You know, and really, that's what, in this situation, this is no time for partisan politics and finger pointing. We need real leadership. People's lives are on the line. People are suffering. Our economy is failing. And we need to get through this together. And the only way we can do that is if we're united.
I agree with that part. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually the CEO of the Transportation Improvement Association. And then on the side, I actually own a drone business as well.
Do you think the Chinese know this is what works and that's what stopped it in their country?
You know, that I can't speak on their behalf, but I do think that, you know, at least according to what the infectious disease physician told me that China and South Korea are seeing positive results using this drug combination. So do I think it's working? Most definitely. And again, you know, not just based on what he said, based on what my personal experience is, you know, as well as, you know, what I've heard with other experiences out there also.
And now where are you?
I'm actually isolated in a room at home.
Anybody else in your house?
My wife.
And she's negative, or if she was positive, she's minor.
We did some actual home testing kits, and that's what kind of frustrated me too, was I had a company, you know, they have some basically, they're kind of like at-home testing kits for COVID-19. And I guess they even approached the governor on it and whatnot, didn't get a response. But they actually were nice enough to bring the test to my home to try. So I tried one the other day. Of course, mine came out as expected. My wife tried it. She's actually negative right now, so, which is a good thing.
So you don't actually see your wife right now?
No.
She's in a different part of the house. What, do you call each other?
Basically, yeah, we'll call it FaceTime each other. And then for meals, she drops them off in front of the door.
Interesting. So you still sound a little bit sick, but, you know, a little stuffy nose or something.
Yeah, really, right now, basically what I have is, you know, just because the airways went through so much, so there's still some irritation in there, you know, so I'll get a little cough periodically, things like that, but nothing major. My breathing's been great. You know, I felt great overall, so definitely... I think, you know, they said it would take some time, obviously, to fully recover, but I'm definitely getting close.
But you think Donald Trump saved your life?
Yeah, so definitely, I think, you know, Donald Trump recommending that medication combination saved my life and a lot of other people's lives.